You brothers and sisters，
我们何等喜乐，早晨又可以与弟兄姐妹聚在一起。
And once again, we are so full of joy that we can gather together with brothers and sisters.
虽然我们不能在同一个地方，但是我们可以在灵里面，还是跟弟兄姐妹在合一的里面来相聚在主的面前。
Even though we cannot be together in the same place physically, but in our spirit, we gather together before our Lord.
我们刚才唱的诗歌是一首很好的诗歌。
And the hymn that we just sang is a very good hymn.
主荣上加荣正在改变我们。
And our God, He is changing us right now from glory to glory.
像我们刚才弟兄交通的每天主都在改变我们。
Just as our brother has shared, He is changing us daily.
他要把我们属地的形象变成属天。
He wants to change our earthly nature into a heavenly one.
使我们完全变成主的形象，流露神的大爱在世间。
So his likeness and image will be perfected in me so that the love of God may be shown to the world.
何等荣耀的思想，何等荣耀的信息。
This is a glorious thought and a glorious message.
主荣上加荣正在改变我们。
And he is changing us right now from glory to glory.
我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read several passages of scripture.
罗马书八章二十九到三十节。
Romans chapter 8, 29 to 30.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
哥罗西书一章二十七节。
Next, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27.
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
第三处，希伯来书二章十节。
And our third passage, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们存着感谢的心来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving.
谢谢你这样爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你们在我们每个人身上有一个荣耀的心意。
Thank you for having a glorious purpose in every one of us.
你预先所知道的，你就招他们来；所招来的，又称他们为义；所称为义的，你还要叫他们得荣耀。
Those whom you have foreknown, you have predestined to come to be justified, and those whom you call to be justified, you desire them to be sanctified and also to be glorified.
主，我们心何等感谢你。
Oh Lord, our hearts thank you.
主，我们知道基督在我们的心里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
And we know that Christ in our hearts has become the hope of glory.
因为你是我们救恩的元帅，主，你已经经过苦难，主达到荣耀。
Because you are the author of our salvation, you have already gone through suffering and have been glorified.
你还要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
And that you desire to bring many sons into glory.
愿我们都在其中。
May we all be among them.
我们就把早上的时间仰望在主的手中，求你对我们心说话。
So we place the following time into your hands. Do speak to our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣可爱的名。
In Jesus' most wonderful name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主的恩典，让我们得蒙拯救。
We thank the Lord for His grace that we have been saved.
所以神预先所定下来，他就招他们来。
And those whom He has predestined, He has called.
所招来的要称他们为义。
And those whom He has called, He has justified.
我们都是被神所招来的。
We are all those who are called by God.
都是被神称义的。
And now we are all justified by Him.
可是救恩不仅是停在这里而已。
However, salvation does not stop here.
我们知道 所神所称为义的，他还要让他们成圣，然后最后要他们得荣耀。
Those whom he has called, he has justified, and then sanctified, and lastly, now he glorifies them.
所以救恩的三部曲就是称义、成圣、得荣耀。
So the three steps of salvation is justification, sanctification, and glorification.
我们前面已经交通到信心之旅，因信称义。
In our very first sharing, we've already talked about how the first step of this journey of faith is we are justified by faith.
我们也交通的第二步就是一个成圣的过程。神说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And the second step is the process of sanctification. For God says, I am holy, therefore you are to be holy.
今天我们要交通到第三部分，就是得荣耀的盼望。
And so today, our fellowship will be on this third step, that we are to gain the hope of glory.
愿意从三方面我们一起来交通，头一个就是荣耀的意象，第二个是荣耀的制作，第三个是荣耀的盼望。
And so we're going to talk about this in three steps. The first is the vision of glory. Second, the dealing and making of glory. And the third is the hope of glory.
荣耀的意象，荣耀是什么呢？荣耀就是神的自己
so,
就是他的本性他整个本质他性情的彰显
So in the vision of glory, what is glory? It is God's self, the essence of himself and the manifestation of his character
所以哪里有神的同在哪里就有荣耀
So wherever you find the presence of God, there you find glory
我们记得圣经上讲到说当圣殿盖好的时候神的荣耀充满了殿甚至祭司不能站立供职
We do read in the Bible that when the temple was first built and dedicated to God, that the glory of God filled the temple to the point where the priests could not stand to serve him.
当圣殿盖好献殿的时候大家都说荣耀啊荣耀啊
And so when the temple was completed, everybody stood up and said, glory, glory.
荣耀就是神的自己
Because glory is God himself.
荣耀就是神的彰显就是神的充满
Glory is the manifestation of God and the filling of God.
在旧约的时候，神的荣耀有时候会向一些人显现。
In the Old Testament, yes, there were times when glory was manifested to people.
但是到新约的时候，神就差遣他的儿子来到地上。那圣经上说，道成了肉身，住在我们当中，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And so now in the New Testament, we know that glory came in the flesh, in our Lord Jesus. It tells us the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
感谢主的恩典。
We thank God for His grace.
Oh, 在新约的时候，神他就穿上了肉身，哦，他差遣他的儿子，来到地上，穿上了肉身。然后充充满满的有恩典有真理
thank,
是带着神的荣光
We thank the Lord now because our Lord Jesus He put on flesh so that now He could be, He could now dwell among us and show all of us God's glory
希伯来书的作者告诉我们说神在古时借着先知多次多方的晓谕列祖但是在这末世借着他的儿子晓谕我们
God speaks to us through His Son in these last days. It tells us in the book of Hebrews that He is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of His nature.
是的，主耶稣自己就是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，就是神的自己。
And so we know Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of who God is Himself.
我们记得主耶稣在地上行的第一件神迹，就是在迦拿的婚宴变水为酒。
We know that our Lord Jesus' first miracle was turning water into wine at the wedding at Cana.
约翰这样记载，当水变成酒的时候，就显出他的荣耀来。
And so John does record that when the water turned into wine, that our Lord Jesus displayed the glory of God.
主耶稣在地上，他没有加行美容。
Our Lord Jesus on earth, he had no beauty in himself.
他在外面看起来没有让我们可羡慕的。
There was nothing attractive about him outwardly.
但是借着主耶稣所说所行的，我们就知道他就是荣耀。
However, everything that he did and that he said was God's glory.
我们记得当主耶稣带着三个门徒到变化山上。变了形状
We remember our Lord Jesus when he went on the Mount Transfiguration and was transfigured.
Oh, 他真的是显出那个比日头更亮的那样的荣耀。
He did express that glory that was brighter than the sun.
但是我们知道主耶稣在变化山上 他所谈论的是什么吗？跟摩西跟以利亚所谈论的是什么吗
？But do you remember what he discussed with Moses and Elijah on that mountain？
就是他怎样子要上十字架的事。
His talk with them was about how he was to go up on the cross to die。
他怎么讲说在出哈，就是就说他怎样子能够经过死，然后呢却胜过死，可以来得荣耀的这件事。
He was talking about how that he was going to enter into death, and that through death he was going to be glorified.
哦，我们何等感谢我们的主。
We truly thank our Lord.
他本来就是荣耀。
He originally is glory.
但是他来到地上的时候，他把他荣耀收藏起来。
However, when he came upon this earth, he hid his glory.
但是他在十字架上为我们死了。
However, he died upon the cross for us.
也埋葬了，也复活了。
He was buried and also resurrected.
然后主就将他升为至高。
And then our God exalted him.
所以在约翰福音也记载，主耶稣这样的说，他在我在地上已经荣耀你，荣耀的父神，你所托付我的事情已经成全了。
And so our Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John says, I glorified you, that is the Father, on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
Oh, 主耶稣在地上荣耀的父神。
And so he glorified his heavenly Father.
他已经升到宝座。
He has already been exalted to the throne.
但是还不止停在这里。
Yet he does not stop there.
Oh, 救恩还说到主耶稣还要荣耀的再降临。
And in our salvation, it tells us that one day he will return in glory.
主耶稣第一次来是为救赎，第二次来是为着审判。
The first time he came, it was for redemption. The second time, it will be for judgment.
审判有两个不同的结果。
There are two different outcomes of judgment.
不信主的就被定罪，结局就是永远的死。
For those who do not believe, that they will not be forgiven for their sins, and they will enter into eternal death.
因为罪的工价就是死，就与神永远隔绝。
For the wages of sin is death, that is eternal death, eternal separation from God.
我们每个人都应该来信主。
So every one of us need to come to believe in the Lord.
哦，因为救恩的门还开的时候，我们都要来接受主。
While the door of salvation is still open, we need to come and receive Him.
我们若信主，我们就可以不至灭亡，反得永生。
If you come to believe in Him, you will not perish, but you will have eternal life.
神还要来呼召一些得胜者来与他同享荣耀。
And now the Lord Jesus is calling for overcomers so that they may come and share in his glory.
所以主耶稣再来，荣耀再来的时候，
and in his glorious return,
他要得着一批人，要带着许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
And he will gain a group of people. There will be many sons coming into glory with him.
所以这就是一个荣耀的救恩。
So this is a glorious salvation.
我们都在其中。
We are all in it.
但是我们要知道，主今天在我们身上要怎样成就他的工作，要来跟他配合呢
？But we need to know how we need to cooperate with him so that God may accomplish his work.
荣耀是我们所本来没有的，但是我却是我们所羡慕的。
Glory is something which originally we did not have, but something we admired.
荣耀就是神的自己，是神的圣洁、神的公义、神的慈爱、神的良善。
Glory is God's self. It is His holiness, righteousness, loving kindness, good and perfect.
对，神是完全的，是美丽的，是他是生命，他是力量，他的名字就叫奇妙。
It is good. It is perfect. It is beautiful. It is life, strength, and it is wonderful.
他是众光之父，他是众善之源。
He is the Father of lights and the source of all goodness.
哦，主，愿我们每一位弟兄姐妹我们都有这样的经历，来与荣耀的神来相遇。
May we all have this experience where we meet together with this God of glory.
这个荣耀的旅程的开头就是一个荣耀的意象。
And so the beginning of this journey to glory is having a vision.
我们记得圣经上讲说，当亚伯拉罕还住米索波大米的时候，荣耀的神就向他显现。
The Bible tells us that when Abraham was still living in Mesopotamia, the God of glory appeared to him.
当亚伯拉罕遇见神，他就看见了神的荣耀。
And so when he met God, he saw the glory of God.
他的一生的道路就被改变了。
And his entire life journey was changed.
他就离开本地本族父家， 到神所要指示他的地方去。
He left his relatives and country, his father's house, and embarked on this journey of faith.
他就开始了他的信心之旅。
And he began this journey of faith.
最后我们知道，哦，因信称义，而且可以说因信，最后他也得到荣耀。
And so we know at the end he was justified by faith, and at the very end he also obtained glory.
摩西也是这样。
It was the same for Moses.
当被神带到旷野的时候，然后他看见那荆棘火焰的异象。
When God brought him into the wilderness, he saw that burning bush, that vision of the bush.
哦，他看见一个荆棘，就像他自己一样，是这个肉身是属地的，应该是被火会烧掉的。
He saw in that thorn bush, it was like himself, it needed to be burned by fire.
但是这个被火烧却没有烧坏，所以他就很稀奇，他就要走到前面去看怎么一回事。
And because the thorn bush was not consumed by the fire, he thought it was very strange. He went to go take a closer look.
神就对他说话。
And so there, God spoke to him.
他说，摩西，摩西，摩西说，我在这里。
God said, Moses, Moses. And Moses replied, saying, here I am.
神说，摩西，你要把脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
And so God said to him, do not come near here, remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
当摩西把他脚上的鞋脱下来，就表示他跟世界分别了。
And so when Moses removed his sandals, it represented that he was separate now from the world.
他就从一个属地的一个脚步来走上属天的脚步。
And now he was stepping away from his earthly footsteps and coming into the heavenly footsteps.
他就开始了他成圣的一个旅程。
He was beginning this journey of being sanctified.
摩西遇见神，他就遇见神的荣耀，神就呼召他说，你要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And so now Moses, he was called by God, he was being sanctified by God, and now he knows he needs to begin this journey, for God says, I am holy, therefore you are to be holy.
哦，我们何等感谢主。
And so we thank our Lord.
当我们遇见主，遇见神的荣耀，他就带我们走上了一条属天圣洁的道路。
When we meet our Lord, now he leads us onto this journey of being, of going heaven, going towards heaven.
那还有许多历世历代的圣徒不都是这样吗？
And it was the same for many, many saints throughout the ages.
以赛亚，当乌西亚王崩的那一年，他见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳下垂，他的荣耀充满了整个圣殿。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, Isaiah saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple.
他的荣耀充满在这个异象的当中。
And God's glory filled this vision.
我们知道乌西亚王是犹大国的好王。
We know that King Uzziah was a very good king in the kingdom of Judah.
年轻的以赛亚他就希望指望着乌西亚王能够带领以色列能够犹大国能够复兴。
Young Isaiah was hoping that Uzziah would now restore the kingdom of Judah so that it would be revived.
可是乌西亚王却死了。
However, Uzziah died.
以赛亚的盼望好像也没了。
It was as if Isaiah now had lost his hope.
但是感谢主，神他就开以赛亚的眼睛，他看见神坐在高高的宝座上。
However, we thank God because he opened up Isaiah's eyes to see God seated upon the throne.
神用他的荣耀来向以赛亚彰显。
God, the God of glory appeared to Isaiah.
然后神说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？以赛亚就说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And then the voice of the Lord said, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And Isaiah responded by saying, here am I, send me.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这他最失望的时候，他遇见了荣耀的主。
And so in the time of his greatest disappointment, he met the God of glory.
然后以赛亚的一生也就改变了。
And all of Isaiah's life now changed.
以西结也是很类似的。
It was the same for Ezekiel.
以西结当他在加巴鲁河边，在被掳的人的当中，他本来是非常的灰心，非常失望的。
And we know that Ezekiel, when he was among the captives by the Chebar River, he was also very discouraged and disappointed.
因为犹大已经亡国了。然后他们在被掳人的当中，他们失去了他们的国家，失去他们的指望，他们在最黑暗、痛苦、 灰心软弱的时候。
This was a time when they were all taken captive. Judah had already been taken captive. They were all in a time of disappointment, of darkness, and of discouragement.
以西结就看见天开了，看见宝座上有一位，他是充满着荣耀。
And yet the heavens opened, and Ezekiel saw that it was filled with glory.
当以西结看见这个荣耀的异象，他心里他就得着力量，他就站起来成为神的出口。
And when he saw this glorious vision, he was then strengthened so that he could stand up and be the mouthpiece for God.
我们知道以西结书所讲的神的荣耀是在整本圣经里面非常非常特别的。
We know that Ezekiel, in all of the books of the Bible, when it talks about God's glory, it's very particular.
他看见神的荣耀离开以色列。
He saw the glory of God and God himself.
哦，神依依不舍地离开以色列。
God, how he does not want to depart from Israel.
但是以色列人的罪让神不得不离开他们。
However, because of the sin of the Israelites, God could not help but to depart.
Oh, 但是感谢主，这个神的计划没有停在这里。
However, we thank the Lord because God's plan does not stop here.
因为以西结后来看见这枯骨要复活。
Because later Ezekiel saw that the dry bones will come back to life.
要成为一极大的军队。
It will become a mighty army.
哦，何等的荣耀。
This is so glorious.
神的荣耀还要再回到以色列的当中。
The God of glory will come back to Israel.
神最后的心意总是要成全的。
And at the end, God's will be accomplished.
因为他是得胜的主。
Because he is victorious.
他要将他荣耀彰显于地。
And he wants his glory to fill the earth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters，
我们今天是不是也常常像这个以赛亚、以西结一样
？Are we often like Isaiah and Ezekiel？
在一个危急存亡的当口，我们的个人、我们的社会、我们的国家，好像面临着许多许多严重的挑战。
We are also at a moment of crisis. Our people, society, and our country are all facing many difficulties and challenges.
我们如果看周围的环境，看到这个病毒猖狂，看到这社会的动荡，看到国家的两极化，全球的冲突，让我们的心好像下沉，好像没有得看到任何一点的希望。
When we look at our surrounding circumstances, when we look at the epidemic, the social unrest, how the country is so divided, the global conflict, it's as if there is no hope. We are all so discouraged.
我们要祷告，让我们能够看见神的荣耀的异象。
We need to pray so that we could see the glorious vision of our God.
上个主日弟兄交通到，我们要祷告。
And last Sunday, our brother shared with us how we need to pray.
祷告就可以看见从神的角度来看事情。
In prayer, we can see things from God's perspective.
就可以让把神的心意带到地上来，让神的心意可以成全。
And now, when we, through prayer, we can pray so that God's will in heaven may be accomplished here on earth.
神可以将不可能的事情变成可能。
And God can make the impossible become possible.
因为在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Because with man, all things are impossible. With God, all things are possible.
讲到这个看见神的荣耀的异象哈，我们不见得说一定要像这个先知一样，或者像这信心的伟人一样，有非常非常特别的经历。
When we talk about seeing the vision and glory of God, it's not like you need a special experience like these prophets or spiritual giants.
我们每次跟神相遇，我们就遇见神的荣耀。
Every time when we meet with God, we can meet His glory.
我们感谢主，昨天晚上有英文的、中文的福音聚会。
We thank the Lord because last night there was both an English and Chinese gospel meeting.
在中文的福音聚会，我们的姊妹做她得救的见证。
In the Chinese gospel meeting, there was a sister who gave a testimony.
当她来到福音聚会的当中，她本来好像只是来这边就是吃免费的食物。
Our sister shared that when she came to the gospel meeting, she came just to have a free meal.
当然有很多的弟兄姐妹关心她，她也是觉得非常的温暖。
And of course, yes, many brothers and sisters cared for her so that she felt great warmth.
那她当她坐在聚会当中，她开始来听到神的话的时候，她的眼泪就在眼眶里面打转。
And yet, when she came to sit in the meeting and started listening to God's words, the tears started to flow.
她一直告诉自己，哎，千万不要哭，不要哭啊！
And she kept telling herself, I'm not going to cry, I'm not going to cry.
Oh, 但是当弟兄讲到说天国近了，你们应当悔改，她就说她实在忍不住了，眼泪就这样哗啦哗啦的流下来。
And so when the brother shared, the kingdom of heaven is near, you should repent, her tears could not stop falling.
这个就是荣耀。
This is glory.
这就是与神相会的经历。
This is an experience of meeting with God.
当我们与神相会以后，我们的心就被主所摸到。
When we meet with God, our hearts are touched by Him.
我们的眼泪就止不住，我们就会一直流泪。
And we cannot stop our tears, but we continually cry.
这就是荣耀。
This is glory.
我是小时候就 去教会，可以说在教会里面长大。
I attended church from my youth, or you could say that I grew up in the church.
可是呢，我却没有真正认识主。
However, I didn't really come to know him.
我记得，我真正重生得救是我在高中二年级的时候。
I was truly born again in my sophomore year in high school.
那时候我参加学校团契，学生的团契的聚会。
And so at that time, I attended some campus meetings.
然后聚完会以后，我们就分组祷告。
And after the meetings, we would have small groups to pray.
然后呢，每一个人都要祷告。
And everyone had to pray out loud.
哎，我还记得那时候坐在一个圆圈的里面，一个一个轮过来。
And because we all sat in a circle, we had to take turns.
哎，轮到我了，我从来没有在人面前祷告。
And then it was my turn, and I had never prayed in front of anyone.
哎，非常的紧张。
I was very nervous.
那但是感谢主啊，就。结结巴巴的，我们就向神认罪祷告。
But I thank the Lord, even though I stuttered and stammered, I repented before the Lord and prayed to Him.
祷告完，我不知道我祷告什么。
And after I prayed, I don't even know what I said.
我只知道那段时，那个时候神，摸到我的心，让我非常非常受感动。
All I knew was that God had touched my heart, so that I was greatly moved.
好，祷告完了，然后聚会结束了。
And we finished our prayer, and the meeting ended.
哎，我发现我的上衣都湿掉了。
And I realized my shirt was soaked through.
哦，遇见主就是遇见神的荣耀。
I met the Lord, and so I had seen His glory.
我们的一生就改变了。
And our entire lives are changed.
当我们遇见神的荣耀，当我们看见神荣耀的异象，神就开始了他第二步的工作，就是荣耀的制作。
Once we meet with God and see the vision of His glory, next God will begin to do the work of dealing and of working.
神就吸引我们，让我们来像他。
God wants to attract us so that we can become like Him.
神预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Because those whom He foreknew, He has predestined to be conformed to His image.
你知道我们天然的人是属地的，是为自己的，是很不像主的。
You know, our natural, physical being, we are just like ourselves. We are not like, we do not want to be like God.
这样的怎么能够进荣耀呢？
How can we, in this condition, enter into glory?
不可能，对不对？
It's impossible.
但是感谢主，主就要开始我们，他在我们身上荣耀的制作。
But we thank the Lord because now He begins His work of making and dealing with us.
他要把我们原来是羞辱的，要变成荣耀的。
He wants that which is dishonorable to now become glorious.
本来是羞辱的，但是呢，变成荣耀的。然后本来呢是软弱的，变成强壮的。
Previously we were shameful and we were dishonorable, but now we are to be glorious. And previously we were weak, but now we are to be strong.
本来是属血气的，神要改变我们变成属灵的。
Previously that which is fleshly will now become spiritual.
圣经上讲说，头一个人是出于地。乃是属土，第二个人是出于天啊。那属土的怎样，那凡属土的就怎样；属天的怎样，凡属天的就怎样。
The Bible tells us that the first man is from the earth; he is earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy, so also those who are earthy; and is the heavenly, so also those who are heavenly.
我们知道第一个人就是亚当。
We know the first man is Adam.
亚当是属土的。
Adam is of the earth.
但是第二个人是末后的亚当。
But the second man, he is the last Adam.
是叫人活的灵。
He is the man who allows man to come to life.
圣经告诉我们，我们既有属土的形状，将来也有属天的形状。
And so the Bible tells us that though we have borne the image of the earthly, we will also bear the image of the heavenly.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
哦，主来了，我要把我们这属土的变成制作成属天的。
Now our God has come, our Lord has come, so that all of us who are earthly will now become like the heavenly.
圣经上有一个人， 在他一生可以说受到神极大的制作。
We know that there is a man in the Bible who had the greatest change because he had the greatest dealing and work of God in him.
他的名字叫雅各。
His name is Jacob.
我想我们读圣经，我们很熟悉雅各。雅各的本来的名字的意思就是抓。
We are all familiar with his story. If you read the Bible, we know that his name previously, Jacob, means a grabber.
因为他在母腹的里面，他就是抓着哥哥的脚跟里面出来。
Because even while he was in his mother's womb, he came out of his mother's womb, grabbing onto the heel of his older brother.
所以他把每一样事情，他都想抓到自己的口袋里面。
He wanted to grab everything for himself.
我的是我的，你的也是我的。
What is mine is mine. What is yours is also mine.
所以呢，他就来抓长子的名分。
And so he grabbed a hold of the birthright.
他就欺骗的手法，欺骗了父亲的祝福。
He deceived his brother as well as deceived his father for the blessing.
所以他必须要逃命。
And so he had to run away.
所以当以扫要杀他的时候，他就开始了20年离开家的一个生活。
And so because his brother Esau wanted to kill him, now he had to begin 20 years worth of life that was away from home.
他离家的第一天就是他生命改变 的开始。
And so the very first day away from home was the day that his whole life began to change.
因为他在那边睡觉的时候，他就他做了一个梦，他就遇见了神。
Because while he was sleeping, he had a dream, and in that dream, he met God.
他看见一个梯子从天上到地上，神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。
He dreamt of that ladder that reached from earth to heaven, and upon it there were angels that were ascending and descending on it.
这就是他改变的开始。
And that was the beginning of his change.
他这二十年当中呢，他去了他舅父拉班那里。
And for 20 years, he was at his uncle Laban's house.
他本人是很狡诈的。
And yes, previously, by nature, he's scheming.
他的月这个神呢，就让这个狡诈的人碰到一个更狡诈的人。
And the scheming man met another man who's even more scheming.
所以雅各他二十年以后呢，他这样说。
And so after 20 years, Jacob said this.
他虽然在那边也已经结婚生子，娶妻生子，然后呢也有许多的牛羊，但是他说呢，他白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着，我常是这样。
And so though he had married and already had children, he said this, by day the heat consumed me and the frost by night, my sleep fled from my eyes. These 20 years I have been in your house.
我在这二十年在你的家里，就是拉班的家里，为你两个女儿服侍你14年，为你的羊群服侍你6年，你有10次改了我的工价。
And in these 20 years, I served you 14 years for your 2 daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times.
我十次改工价不是每次都是加薪啊。
And this changing of wages 10 times is not an increase of salary.
每次都减薪。
Every time it's a decrease in salary.
我不晓得在座有没有弟兄姐妹被减薪10次的，我想可能没有。
I don't know if any brothers and sisters among us have had your salary decreased 10 times, perhaps not.
你有白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡觉吗？
Have you ever had the heat consume you by day, frost by night, and sleep flee from your eyes?
这就是神制作的工作，制作的手，他在雅各的身上。
This is the hand of God dealing with Jacob.
要把他属地的性情拿走，要把属天的性情放在他里面。
It was God taking away his earthly character and replacing it with a heavenly one.
所以当雅各到了亚伯的渡口，在那里跟神摔跤的时候，
So when Jacob was on his way home at the ford of the Jabbok, he wrestled with God.
神问他说，你是谁？你叫什么名字？
God asked him, What is your name? Who are you?
大家会不会觉得很奇怪？神是无所不知的神，神不知道他的名字吗？
Isn't this very strange? Our God who knows all things, omniscient, omnipresent, how could he not know Jacob's name?
神当然知道雅各的名字。
Of course, God knows Jacob's name.
但是神却问雅各说：“你名叫什么
？”However, God asked him, "What is your name?"
雅各说：“我是雅各。
”And so Jacob said, "I am Jacob."
当雅各说我是雅各的时候
，And so when he said, "I am Jacob,"
他回顾他的一生，他看到自己。
He remembered his whole life, and he thought of himself.
他知道他雅各的，他就是一个抓的人。
And he realized that he himself is a grabber.
神让雅各看到他自己是诡诈的。
And God allowed him to see how he's deceitful and scheming.
神让雅各看到他自己是属地的，是这个是羞辱的。
And God wants Jacob to see how he himself is very shameful and he's earthly.
神让雅各看到他这二十年有没有一点点的改变。
And God wants him to see in these past 20 years, has he changed at all?
我相信雅各他知道他这二十年里面他被神改变了。
And I do believe that Jacob had now seen God has been changing him in the last 20 years.
当他看到自己的改变，当他愿意被神来改变。
When he saw that God wants to change him and that he was willing to change,
神就给他一个新的名字叫以色列。
God gave him a new name, that is Israel.
就是神的王子。
The Prince of God.
在以赛亚书41章14节说，你这虫雅各。
In Isaiah 41:14, it says, you worm Jacob.
哦，雅各本来像虫一样。
Jacob previously was like a worm.
在地上爬的。
He was crawling on the earth.
但是感谢主，神叫他要把雅各做成以色列。
However, we thank the Lord. God deals with Jacob to change him into Israel.
要把属地的做成属天的。
He wants to change the earthly into the heavenly.
要把一个在地上羞辱的，然后呢为着自己的，做成一位能够来为着神的，然后呢是成为神的王子。
He wants to change that earthly, that one that was a grabber, into one who is heavenly, and now to be the prince of God.
所以我们知道哈，当雅各死的时候呢，他死的时候呢，他是把脚从地上伸起来。扶着杖头敬拜神。
We know that at the end, when Jacob was about to leave this earth, that he was worshiping God at his bed, the head of his bed.
Yeah, 他先把脚手提起来。
And first he lifted up his feet.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是他离开脱离了这个属地的。
Now he was separate and he has let go of that which is earthly.
扶着杖头敬拜神，成为一个属天的人。
And now at the head of his bed, now he is heavenly, holding onto his staff. He is of the heavens.
跟雅各相对的哈，是不一样的一个对照，是谁？是什么呢？
Now in contrast, in comparison with Jacob, who can we look at?
摩押。
And we could look at Moab.
在以赛亚书48章11、12节哈，我念一下。摩押自幼常享安逸，如酒在渣宰上澄清。没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里，也未曾被掳去，因此它的原味尚存，香气未变。
I'm going to read from Jeremiah 48:11-12. Moab has been at ease since his youth. He has also been undisturbed like wine on its dregs, and he has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile. Therefore, he retains his flavor, and his aroma has not changed.
十二节，耶和华说：“日子将到。”我必打发倒酒的往他那里去，将他倒出来，倒空他的器皿，打碎他的坛子。
Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send to him those who tip vessels, and they will tip him over, and they will empty his vessels and shatter his jars.
我们知道摩押是罗德的后裔。
We know that Moab is a descendant of Lot.
罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
And Lot is a nephew of Abraham.
罗德呢神救他从索多玛出来以后呢，在一个山洞的里面。
We know that Lot, after God had saved him out of Sodom, he was hiding in a cave.
因为那时候没有人到那里去。
And nobody was in that place.
所以他的大女儿就从罗德怀孕生了一个儿子，就是摩押。
And so his older daughter, through him, now she became pregnant and gave birth to a boy named Moab. That is now the nation of Moab.
所以雅各跟摩押，你如果这样看的话，他们都是就是亚伯拉罕啊，他们这个这一代的第三代。
And so we can see that from Abraham, this is about the third generation, both Moab and Jacob.
雅各，我们刚才已经看到了他的一生呢，也是充满着许多许多的苦难。
We see from the life of Jacob, it was filled with much suffering.
很多是他自己找的。
A lot of things were created by himself.
有些是神加在他身上。
Some things were given to him by God.
他说他这一生又苦又短，不像他的列祖。
He says, "My life has been short and full of suffering."
但是摩押怎么样呢
？But what about Moab?
圣经讲说哈，摩押自幼常享安逸，如同酒在渣滓上澄清。
God says that Moab has been at ease since his youth. He is like that a wine that has not changed its flavor at all.
没有从这个器皿倒到那个器皿。
He has not been emptied from one vessel to another.
所以它的原味尚存，香气未变。这个香气就是气味，还不见得说是很香的。
And so his flavor and his aroma, that which you smell is very fragrant.
不是很香的，是原来的气味。
It's not fragrant because it's the original aroma.
是，我们知道做酒的时候呢，要把橄榄不是要把葡萄压碎。
We do know that when you make wine, you need to first crush the grapes.
有一首诗歌我们也很喜欢，尼弟兄的诗歌说：“你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能变成油；你若不投葡萄入榨，它就不能变成酒。”
We know that there's a hymn that we're all familiar with, written by Brother Watchman Nee. Olives that have not gone through crushing, or grapes that have not gone through crushing, cannot be wine and oil.
所以要酒要变成酒，这个葡萄一定要先被压榨。
And so for wine to become wine, we know that the grapes must first be crushed.
然后这个压榨下来的那个渣滓呢，要倒掉。
And all of these things that have been crushed, now all of the pieces need to be taken out.
要不然这个酒就是有一些杂质哈，就不好。
Otherwise, you have a lot of pulp inside the wine, and that's not good.
那怎么样把这个渣滓倒掉呢
？So how can you take away the crushed pieces and pulp?
就要从这个器皿倒到那个器皿，然后从那个器皿再倒到另外一个器皿。
You need to pour the wine from one vessel to another, and then pour it out again.
当这样的过程。制作以后呢，这个酒它就澄清了。
In this process of making wine, now that wine can be fragrant.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们被倒过吗
？Have we been poured out before?
神常常借着一些苦难，让我们像酒一样被倒来倒去。
God will allow sufferings to come to us so that we are being poured out like wine.
有些人可能是失业，有些人可能是生病，有些人碰到很大的难处没有办法过了。那这些是神在制作我们，神在倒我们。
Some people, perhaps you have lost your job, or you are ill in your health, or you're facing difficulties that you cannot overcome. We are being poured out like wine. This is God's dealing with us.
神不愿意我们单单突然的受苦。
And so we do not want to suffer in vain.
神有一个荣耀的心意，让我们越来越像他。
God has a glorious purpose. He wants to transform us so that we can become more and more like Him.
所以神就借着苦难，把这个生命上我们的这个属地的渣滓能够除掉。
So God, through suffering, will take away all the pulp of these earthly things out of us.
愿意我们欢喜的从神的手中来接受神的制作。
May we accept God's dealing and making with joy in our hearts.
我相信我们大家都同意这一次的新冠肺炎呢，把许多事情都改变了。
I believe that all of us can agree that the coronavirus has changed many of us.
我想每一个人。
Or changed, it has affected all of us.
每一件事情都被改变了。
All things have changed.
但是大家有没有想想，有一件事情可能没有改变
？But let's think about it. There's perhaps one thing that has not changed.
就是我这个人。
Is that our very nature of who I am?
中国人说“江山易改，本性难移”
There is a phrase in Chinese that says a country can change easily, but its nature is hard to change.
我们这个人是很难很难被改变。
For us as a person, it's very difficult for us to change.
但是神要我们改变。
But God wants us to change.
我还想到说，有时候我们常常在同学会的时候，老同学相聚的时候
，Sometimes when we have reunions and we meet together with our old friends，
我们大家会说，你怎么样
？And we would often say, "Oh, how are you?"
常常大家会说，你看起来跟以前一模一样，都没有变。
And some people say, you look exactly the same as before. You haven't changed a bit.
啊，那当然是一个很客气的话，哈。
Of course, that's a very polite saying.
啊，二三十年过去，怎么可能不变呢？
20, 30 years have passed. How could you have not changed at all?
啊，但是，我们知道，哈，我们这个地上的话，我们听到这样的话很高兴哈。
And of course, here on earth, when we hear these phrases, we're very happy.
但是呢，这个老样子哈，或者 same 这个same old， 对不对？其实呢，哎，对基督来讲不是一件好事。
However, this being the same old, the usual is in Christ is not a good thing.
我们得救以后
，After we are saved，
圣经上说，我们外体虽然毁坏。但是内心却一天新似一天。
The Bible tells us that outwardly we are decaying day by day, but inwardly we need to be renewed day by day.
哦，但愿我们能够愿意把自己交在主的手中。
May we be willing to give ourselves into His hands.
让主来改变我们。
Allow the Lord to change us.
啊，我就讲一点我自己的软弱。
Let me share a little bit of my own weakness.
我的姊妹哈，她有一次，就是最近她对我说哈。
My wife one time she said to me.
她说：“你知道你有一个口头禅。”
She said, "Do you know that you have this pet phrase?"
就是我知道。
Then that is, I know.
OK， 常常她要提醒我跟我讲什么事情的时候呢，哎，我就说我知道。
And whenever she needs to remind me of something, I would often say to her, "I know."
哎，甚至今天来会所的路上哈，我们在那个West Park Toro 要出来的时候
，and just as today we were on our way here, we were exiting from the tollway and
快要出来的时候，因为那时候我好像我还没有要出来的意思哈，他就说哎要出来了，应该要出来了。
And so before we were to exit from that area, it wasn't like I really intentionally set my way to exit.
Yeah, 然后呢，他就跟我讲说该出来了。
And so she said to me, "You need to exit."
我说我知道。
And I said, "I know."
哎呀，他才跟我讲，这良心才跟我讲。我想说，哎，我有这个毛病啊。
She had just said to me that I had this pet phrase, and I thought to myself, "Oh, do I really have this problem?"
哎呀，就今天早上主就再一次让我看见，我就是有这个毛病。
And so to this morning, even before the Lord, I had to say, "Yes, I have this problem."
我常常就是这样自以为是的人。
And I often and one who is very self-confident.
啊，有时候常常会走错方向啊，开车有时候到一个地方，以前没有 GPS， 对不对？然后开车到一个地方呢，哎呀，然后就说，哎，是这样子吗？然后我就说，啊，我知道，没问题。
And so previously, when I drive, that when there was no GPS, I would say, yes, yes, this is the right way, no problem.
哎，但是常常就是走错方向。
But oftentimes, I am going the wrong way.
我们有时候会嘲笑这个外科医生哈，是这样。
And sometimes we would laugh at some physicians or surgeons.
外科医生有个特点。
And there's something very particular about them.
因为他们常常面临到很难的时候，但是要做一个很大的一个决定。
Sometimes they have to make a very large decision, even though it's very difficult.
那没有时间犹豫的。
They have no time to hesitate.
所以呢，我们常常讲外科医生是什么？他有时候会犯错，但是呢，他总是百分之百有把握。
And so we have the saying that surgeons often may be wrong, but they're never unsure.
他自己对自己总是很有信心的。
They're very confident in themselves.
我们是这样的。
Are we like that too?
哦，愿主来光照我们。
So may the Lord shine His light upon us.
让我们可以被神的手来制作、来对付。
So that we may be dealt with by God's hand.
让我们可以从一个器皿。从倒到另外一个器皿
，so that we may be poured out from one vessel into another。
好，就好那个后那个下面的渣滓，那个出于地的那个不好的，能够被倒掉。
So all the dregs and all the pulp, the things that are earthly, may be poured out。
我们不要像摩押一样。
May we not be like Moab。
摩押自幼常享安逸。
Moab had been at ease since his youth。
他从来没有被倒过。
He had never been disturbed。
所以他的原味尚存，他的气味不变。
And so he retains his flavor, his aroma had not changed。
哦，愿我们来把自己让在神的手中。
May we give ourselves into God's hands.
让神来制作。
To allow God to deal with us.
除了我们有时候会遭遇到一些自身的苦难
，Yes. Apart from going through some very difficult sufferings.
有时候呢，我们会遭遇到一些苦难是因为从主来的。
Or perhaps there may be some sufferings that we may encounter that come from the Lord.
大家有没有这样的经历？我想年轻人有这样一个经历哈。
Perhaps you have had this experience, or the young people have.
你若爱一个人，就会为一个人受苦。
If you love a person, you would be willing to suffer for that person.
你若从来没有爱过人，你就从来没有受过苦。
If you have never loved a person, you have never suffered.
啊，失恋的人，我想你知道我讲什么。
And if you have ever had your heart broken, you would know what I'm talking about.
那我们如果是一个爱主的，
If we are one who loves the Lord,
我们就爱主的儿女，爱主的神的家。
We would love God's children. We would love His house.
我们会在神的家中服侍。
And we would serve in His house.
你知道吗？如果不服侍，你就不会受苦。如果服侍，你一定受苦。
If you do not serve, you would not suffer. But if you serve, you will suffer.
这个是从基督来的苦难。
This is a suffering that comes from Christ.
哦，这是何等一个甘甜的苦。
This is a very sweet suffering.
在我们的诗歌399首是一首很特别的诗歌。
Hymn 399 is a very special hymn.
这首诗歌的名字是你者没有伤痕。
The name of this hymn is Hast Thou No Scar?
这是 Amy Carmichael 姊妹写的。
This was written by Amy Carmichael.
Amy Carmichael 姐妹呢，她在1867年的时候在爱尔兰出生。
She was born in 1867, born in Ireland.
20岁那一年，她参加了开西宣教的一个特别聚会。
When she was 20 years old, she attended the Keswick Convention.
带着弟兄在那个聚会里面来传讲这个宣教的负担。
And there, Brother Hudson Taylor was sharing about the burden of being a missionary.
哦，我们的姊妹就接受了这个负担。
And so our sister, she received this burden.
这就是一个荣耀的一个神的呼召。
It was a glorious calling from God.
我们的姊妹在1895年到印度。
And so our sister in 1895 went to India.
她跟戴德森一样，他就同在进入他们的这个文化的里面，穿印度衣服，然后甚至把皮肤染成深咖啡色。
And she just like Hudson Taylor assimilated into the Indian culture, wore the clothing as well as darkened her skin.
她拯救了许多的孩子，特别是一些女孩子，本来要卖到这个印度的庙的里面。
And she also took care of many children, particularly the girls who were to be sold into the temples, Hindu temples.
他在印度服侍了55年。
And she served in India for 55 years.
这首诗歌是这样说的。
And so this hymn says,
他说你怎么没有伤痕，怎么没有伤痕，在你的肋旁你怎么没有伤痕。
Hast thou no scar, no hidden scar on foot or side or hand?
第二节，主说我是受尽一切的创伤，你怎么没有伤痕。
And in stanza 2 it says, I was wounded by the archer spent, how could you have no wound?
这个为主受的伤痕是一个荣耀的记号。
These scars and wounds from the Lord is a glorious symbol or mark.
是神把他的性情可以来制作在我们身上。
God is placing His own nature into us.
是让我们与基督一同受苦，补满基督患难的缺欠。
When we share in the suffering of Christ, we are filling up the shortcomings of His sufferings.
这是神何等对我们何等大的一个恩典。
This is such a great grace from our God.
也愿我们从神来都来起来服侍主，来经历主受的苦难。
May we be willing to come and experience Him and to experience His suffering.
好让我们可以被制作，让神荣耀的工作可以做成在我们的身上。
May we be dealt with so that God's glorious work may be done in us.
好，那最后一方面我们要交通到一个荣耀的盼望。
The very last thing that we want to share about is the hope of glory.
盼望让我们每一天知道怎么样来过生活。
Hope will allow us to know how to live each day.
盼望就像一个船上的罗盘，也像我们现在车上的 GPS 一样。
The hope of glory is like the compass on a ship or like the GPS in our car.
如果我们把 GPS 设成要我们开车要到纽约，我们就到纽约；如果我们设成到洛杉矶，我们就到洛杉矶。
If we set our destination in the GPS to New York, we will arrive in New York. If you set it for Los Angeles, you will arrive in Los Angeles.
那我们属灵的卫星定位要放在哪里呢？
So,
我们知道要放到基督，对准基督。
So our destination for our spiritual GPS is to be set on Christ, so that we will arrive at Christ.
对，只有当我们对准基督，我们让主能够来带领我们前面的道路的时候，我们就会越来越像他。
When we are set on Christ and allow Him to lead us towards Him, then we will become more and more like Him.
有时候我们会听见福音朋友这样说哈。
Sometimes we hear our gospel friends say,
哎呀，如果天堂都像你们这样的人呢，不去也罢。
If heaven is filled with people like you, I'd rather not go.
哎呀，如果是这样，我们就很羞愧。
If it's like that, we are so full of shame.
但是如果朋友们说，哎呀，这个聚会真好哈，你们真是很好，让我来到这里很温暖，我愿意跟你们做朋友，我愿意多认识神，主就得荣耀。
However, if our friends say God's house is really good, and I want to go, and I want to be friends with you, I want to know more about God, then our God is glorified.
我们需要被神来改变。
We need to be transformed by our Lord.
我们需要被制作的来像主。
We need to be dealt with to be more like Him.
我们需要有这个荣耀的盼望在我们的里面来引导我们，好像我们走的对路是一个往对的方向。
We need this hope of glory so that our path and our direction is right.
我们感谢主，神拯救我们，不仅让我们紧紧得救，他还要我们改变我们向他的荣耀。
We thank the Lord. He has saved us. Not only has He saved us, but He wants to change us so that we have this path of glory.
神说这殿幕后的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
The Lord says this latter glory is greater than the previous.
哦，让我们每天的真的多来亲近主，多来见主哈，我们越面见主，我们就越来像主。
May we draw close to Him every day, so that the more you see Him, the more you'll be like Him.
我愿意来跟大家分享一个见证，是一个有一个人叫做贝天牧的见证。
I want to share a testimony of this person named Timothy Baker.
他是美国威斯康星州的一位信主的基督徒。
And he is a Christian who lives in Wisconsin.
他在1982年的时候呢，参加了一个聚会，从神得到一个荣耀的意象，给他一个呼召，就是他要把要神要他把自己献上来帮助别人。
And so he attended a meeting in 1982, and there he heard the calling of God where he was to give himself to Him and to help others.
他接下来几年，他就预备自己，他就把工作辞掉。那那时候他还没有读完大学，他就年纪比较大了，但他还是进大学把大学读完。
And so over the next few years, he prepared himself. He quit his job because he had not finished college. He went back to finish his education.
1988年，他大学毕业后，带着妻子和三个年幼的这个儿女到中国教英文。
And so in 1988, he took his wife and his three young children to China to teach English.
那他虽然在教英文，但是他一直没有忘记神对他的这个呼召。
And so even though he was teaching English, he never forgot God's calling to him.
所以有一天他就跟他的妻子到一个孤儿院去。
So one day he and his wife went into an orphanage.
这个孤儿院呢有大概二三十个有残疾的孩子。
And in that orphanage there were 20 to 30 disabled children.
挤满了一个小房间，但是只有一位阿姨在那边照顾他们。
And there were many young children there in a very small room, only a few aunties there taking care of them.
然后呢，所以这个孩子呢，他们就是有的，他就坐在他自己的排泄物当中呢，没有人去清理他们，所以这整个房子臭气冲天。
And so because there were so many young children, they were all sitting in their own excrement, and the room was just filled with great stench.
他和他的妻子非常的震惊，就逃出来了。
And so he and his wife, they had to quickly leave the room.
但是他们出来以后，他们流泪祷告。
But after they came out, they wept and cried and prayed together.
他们镇定了以后呢，他们就回到这个房间里面，把一个孩子拿起来帮他们清洗。
And so after they quieted themselves, they went back to the room to help each and every child to wash and clean them.
把每一个孩子洗得干干净净。
They washed every child thoroughly.
从那个时候起，他就开始来服侍在中国有残疾的弃婴和孤儿。
And so from then on, he began to serve the abandoned infants and disabled children.
然后后来他就把工作辞掉，全心全意的投入这个照顾这些孩子的事。
Later, he quit his job and he devoted himself to this ministry of caring for these children.
1996年，他成立了一个叫做牧羊地儿童村。
In 1996, he established a children's field, children's village.
感谢主哈，他们只用一块钱就得到一处三十亩的地。
And we thank the Lord for $1, he was able to purchase 30 acres of land.
然后呢，他们就在那里来盖房子，来服侍这个有残疾的。
And there they built up many buildings in this village so that they could help the disabled children.
他们收容了超过4000位有残疾的弃婴，超过了三有超过3000个孩子 都带领他们经过手术和这些医疗的治疗。
The center has accommodated 4,000 abandoned infants with disabilities and helped 3,000 children who needed surgery and medical treatment.
然后以后呢，这些孩子有超过800个被人收养，让他们自立可以生活。
Out of these children, about 800 have been adopted or now are independent. They can live.
当许多人称赞他、感谢他的时候
，When many people praise and thank him,
他们说他改变了许多许多这样弃婴的命运的时候
，Because he has changed the destiny of many of these children.
他说不是我改变他们，是他们改变了我。
He says, "No, it was not I who changed them, but they changed me."
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是不是从主得到荣耀的意象呢
？Have we received this glorious vision from God?
我们是不是接受主荣耀的制作呢
？Have we been dealt with by God?
我们是不是有神荣耀的盼望在我们里面，让我们来天天来跟随他呢
？Do we have the hope of glory to follow Him every day?
还是像世人一样吃吃喝喝吧，因为我们明天要死了。
Or are we just like the people of the world and say, well, let's just eat and drink for tomorrow we die?
圣经说，凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己。
But the Bible tells us that whoever has hope, if fixed on him, needs to purify themselves.
然后要敬虔度日，然后要来预备自己迎接主的再来。
And we are to live a godly life because he is to return.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
在哥林多后书三章十八节说，我们众人既敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变的。
2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
主荣耀荣上加荣正在改变我们。
The Lord is right now changing us from glory to glory.
愿我们都把自己让在主的手中。
May we give ourselves into His hand.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你！你拯救我们，主啊，你不仅这救恩不仅让我们仅仅得救而已。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because you saved us not merely just to receive salvation.
主，你让我们称义。主，你让我们成圣，你还要让我们得荣耀。
You have justified us, sanctified us, and you also want us to gain glory.
我们就愿意把自己让在主的手中。
And so we are willing to place ourselves into your hands.
我们的生命里面还有很多的渣滓，主啊，但愿主你来倒我们。
There are many dregs, many things in our lives, Lord, we're willing for you to pour us out.
主啊，让你来制作我们，好叫我们能够更像主。
Deal with us so that we may become more like you.
在这个一个许多困难的时候，主啊，也让我们有荣耀的盼望。
In this time of many difficulties, may we have the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Because Christ in us is the hope of glory.
哦，主啊，保守我们跟随你一直到路终。
Lord, do watch over us so that we may follow you to the very end.
让你得荣耀。
So that you may be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.